بسم الله والحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ولا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. أستغفرك ربي وأتوب إليك، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام على محمد النبي الخاتم الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اتبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. We always begin in the name of God Almighty, the one and only. Our Lord, without a beginning and without an end, and when all vanishes and is terminated, only the face of your Lord will remain in the heavens and the earth. And we ask Allah for mercy and for the gift of insight. And we extend our most heartfelt prayers and supplications upon the Prophet ﷺ and the family of the Prophet Ahlul Bayt and the companions of the Prophet and those who have followed in his path until the eternal day, the final day. Brothers and sisters, today we are in the month of Muharram. I extend to you my dua and blessings for a new Islamic year, the year 1440. For Muslims, it is a new year, and although among Muslims living in the West, the Hijri calendar is often forgotten, but we must strive to do better. The Islamic message, as conveyed by the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the final and seal of prophets, has now been blessing the face of this earth for 1,440 years. In the month of Muharram, which begins the Islamic New Year, it is one of the four sanctified months in the year: Dhul-Hijjah, Dhul-Qa'dah, Muharram, and Rajab, and of course Ramadan. And although we as modern Muslims, we often forget this, but there is a very long established tradition for the months of Muharram, and indeed a long established theology and practice for the month of Muharram. It is by Allah's command the month where we take an accounting of where we are, we strive to resolve dispute and contestations and reach settlements and agreement to achieve harmony and balance in the Ummah and avoid violence at all cost. Theologically, it is extremely important for all those people who like to brag about the Judeo-Christian tradition and how the Judeo-Christian tradition invented natural law and the law of war and peace and all that stuff, they are often allowed to ignore that in Islam, 5 months out of the year, Allah imposes a special duty upon Muslims to turn their gaze away from the pettiness of earthly conflicts, the greed of earthly conflicts, the smallness of earthly conflicts, and focus on how to become a better humanity. How to become a humanity does not affirm the principle of fasad fil ard, or corrupting the earth. I can tell you that if modern Muslims would have developed this monumental theology, this remarkable theology, if modern Muslims would have developed it, and if modern Muslims would have not allowed the world to forget it, Islam would have, or Muslims would have made a great contribution to the law of peace and the law of natural rights and to the ideas of natural law. Some of you might think, well, isn't this too abstract? Isn't this too up there, aloof? My brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that our age, the age we live in, is the age of ideas and discourse. And it is the age where jihad, the real jihad, is the jihad of the pen and the intellect. Those who have ideas in our day and age are going to run the world, they already run the world, create triumph for their ummah, and elevate their people. Those who do nothing but consume and subsist, those who do nothing but make money, consume and subsist, will always be inferior in the modern age, exploited and secondary. It is no small thing that the Hijri years start from the time that the Prophet ﷺ immigrated from Mecca to Medina. That's how we count the Hijri years, as I'm sure you all know. Not from the time that the Prophet ﷺ was born, but from the time that he immigrated from Mecca to Medina. This was a monumental feat, an act of sacrifice that you must teach your children to reflect upon. Muslims have lived in Mecca for the last couple of years, suffering a deadly economic boycott. Despite the fact that because of the economic boycott, they would get so hungry that they would tie a rock to their stomach to control the gases, because when your stomach is empty, it gets gaseous. And they would tie a rock to try to push the gases back. Despite that, they did not abandon the Prophet ﷺ and did not abandon Allah's message. That was the extent of their belief. And when Allah gave them permission to migrate from Mecca to Medina, take a moment and put yourself in their shoes. In Mecca, they had connections, they had careers, they had property, they had trade. They left everything behind in Mecca when they migrated, everything. They left their property. They were not allowed to take anything. They were not allowed to take any of their food stuff. They were not allowed to take their clothes. They were not allowed to take their cattle. They were not allowed to take anything, even the spears and swords and so on. So now they're going to Medina. In our modern terms, they might have been thinking, what are the career options in Medina? What is my upward mobility? What type of future am I going to have in Medina? Because Medina was not a rich town. It was an economically depressed area that had suffered a deadly civil war for about 100 years. And yet, despite that grim outlook, this true moment of crisis, when they have no idea whether how they're going to make a living in Medina, whether they're going to be able to feed their families in Medina, how are they going to organize their life? Despite all of that, they made the sacrifice and did the hijrah in Medina. And with that was born the Islamic moment. With an act of devotion and sacrifice that is mind-boggling. It is easy to die for your cause. That's easy. Much harder is to live and suffer for your cause. That is much harder. And this is why repeatedly the Quran reminds us, Allah reminds us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. This exhortation is repeated several times in the Quran. Those who believed, migrated, and strived in the cause of Allah, jahadu fillah, those who strived and struggled because of their belief in Allah, those are the truly blessed. Those are the truly rewarded. Inna nas'alullahu al-rahma wal-ghufran, as'alullahu yastajib lakum. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد الخاتم الأمين خاتم النبي الخاتم الأمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون. O believers, those of you who claim to believe in Allah and have understood the message of Islam, ابتغوا إليه الوسيلة. Struggle, strive to reach the path of your Lord. وجاهدوا في سبيله, and struggle in his cause. The path for a system of belief must involve sacrifices, enormous sacrifices. Every Hijri year, we must look back at our ummah. And we look back at our ummah, despite the fact that I and a number of others for the past decade have been begging Muslims to pay attention to the rising Islamophobia. Rich Muslims kept the money to themselves, and Islamophobia became a multi-million industry. There is no multi-million industry fighting Islamophobia. Muslim blood, they taught people about the clash of civilizations, talked about bloody Muslim borders. In other words, they said that Islam is out to get us. But in the world we live in, look at whose blood flows endlessly. Whether the Rohingyas, horrific, horrific atrocities being committed against the Muslims of Rohingyas. I am talking rape, I am talking people being thrown in a pot of lit fire. Look at Yemen, look at what Muslims are doing to other Muslims with the weapons, that the money that they waste on weapons. Look at Yemen, and look at the starving, displaced women and children in Yemen who are dying every day by the scores. Look at Syria, look at Libya, look at China, where the Chinese government is obliterating about 100 million Muslims, 100 million, 100 million Muslims who have been part of Chinese culture for centuries. A Muslim country cut its relations with another Muslim, with a non-Muslim country, and withdrew its ambassador because it said they insulted us. They insulted us. How dare they insult us and interfere in our personal affairs when we are jailing women and throwing people in prison? But 100 million Muslims are obliterated, and a Muslim country does nothing. And no other Muslim country does anything. No relations cut, no ambassadors withdrawn, no economic penalties or boycotts or anything. The Rohingyas are obliterated, nothing. Jerusalem is confiscated, nothing. That is why Allah tells us that hijrah, commitment, the idea of dedication, and the willingness to sacrifice what you love most, which is money. The richer you are, the more you love money. And I'll tell you, there is a direct proportionality between the success and power that a people have in this world and how they use their money. If they use their money to build institutions and to spread learning and knowledge, they are on top. If they use their money to buy commodities and consumption items, they're in the bottom. It's as simple as that. Simple as that. إِنِّي دَاعٍ فَأَمِّنُوا. Thank you. sorry. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم يا رب انصر الإسلام، انصر الإسلام، انصر الإسلام، واهد المؤمنين، واهد المسلمين. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا، واصلح لنا دنيانا يا الله، واهدنا لأقرب من هذا رشدا، واغفر لنا ولأهلينا، وزدنا إيمانا وتقى. وصلي وسلم وبارك على محمد. الله make us better servants and give us more pure commitments to the faith of Islam, so that we may bear witness, so that we may bear witness in the final day in justice and in equity, and so that our sins will not accumulate and bury our children and grandchildren. Allah, aid those who cannot see the light. Give them your mercy, compassion, blessings, and love. وصلي وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وأقم الصلاة.